From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. French officials say they are seeking a second fugitive. The anonymous officials said an analysis of the recent Paris terrorist attacks indicates that one person directly involved is still unaccounted for. Paris police say 16 people have been arrested and detained in the region since Sunday. Meanwhile, French warplanes continued bombing Islamic State targets in Syria on Tuesday, hitting the group's de facto capital of Raqqa. A friendly football match between Germany and the Netherlands was canceled on Wednesday after police officials said they received a serious bomb threat. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Syria could be weeks away from a big transition. A plan for political change in Syria emerged last week from talks in Paris. Russian officials have concluded that it was a bomb that brought down one of its passenger jets over the Sinai Peninsula last month. President Vladimir Putin is vowing vengeance against those who carried out the attack. The Russian leader did not specifically blame the Islamic State for downing the Metrojet aircraft, killing all 224 people aboard, but the Russians did launch an aerial bombardment on Raqqa, the Islamic State's self-described capital in northern Syria. In the Philippines, to participate in the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit this week, U.S. President Barack Obama pledged help to allies boosting maritime security.
My visit here underscores our shared commitment to the security of the waters of this region and to the freedom of navigation.
The White House announced a package of up to $259 million in new aid over the course of 2 years. More on that, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan is calling for a pause in the U.S. acceptance of Syrian refugees, citing security fears following the Paris terrorist attacks. He said the Republican-controlled House of Representatives could vote within days to delay President Barack Obama's plan to let 10,000 Syrian refugees into the United States over the next year.
Our nation has always been welcoming, but we cannot let terrorists take advantage of our compassion. This is a moment where it's better to be safe than to be sorry.
Speaker Paul Ryan. Israel has outlawed an Islamist group it accuses of playing a key role in instigating violence at Jerusalem's Temple Mount site, revered by Jews and Muslims. The government announced Tuesday that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's security cabinet approved the widely expected measure. The head of the Islamic movement in Israel vowed to fight the decision. Mark Regev is an Israeli government spokesman.
These measures were taken to protect the public from an organization that is extreme and racist, an organization that partners with the Hamas terrorists, an organization that preaches violence and hatred, an organization that seeks to destroy Israel and replace it with an Islamic caliphate.
The group provides religious and educational services for Israeli Arabs, but it has also been behind a campaign accusing Israel of trying to take over the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The Rwandan Senate has endorsed constitutional amendments that would allow President Paul Kagame to stay in office for another 2 decades. The vote Tuesday in the Senate was unanimous. The proposed changes will be put to a national referendum where they are expected to win easy approval. The Republican-led U.S. Senate is preparing to vote against the centerpieces of President Barack Obama's environmental agenda less than 2 weeks before the start of a U.N. climate change conference in Paris. The Senate is expected to pass a resolution disapproving the president's Clean Power Plan and another disapproving limits on carbon emissions from U.S. power plants. Neither is likely to have much practical effect. A key measure of U.S. inflation rose slightly in October, boosting the chances the central bank will raise interest rates soon. A government report says prices gained 0.2% in September. Apart from energy and food, U.S. consumer prices rose 1.9% over the past year, close to the Federal Reserve's target of 2%. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.